You know, if you're not incorporated today, one little lawsuit can go right through all your business assets and all your personal assets. And that can be devastating. Don't put yourself in that position. Find out why you should incorporate today. Find out how easy and simple it is to incorporate. And hopefully by the end of this program, you'll know that it's time for you to make a decision about incorporating in Nevada.
In the next 45 minutes, you're going to hear a recording on how to protect your personal assets by setting up your business as a Nevada corporation. This recording is going to give you some fundamental reasons why setting up a corporation is important and how you'll benefit. Enjoy.
Hello and welcome to this program. We represent and form Nevada corporations for people all around the United States and all around the world. But before I get into this, I want to digress a little bit. My business history actually goes back to 1901, where my great-great-uncle came to the United States from Scotland and started a company called Christie Lithograph and Printing Company. And this organization is still in business today, actually run by my sister back in Minnesota. But it was that business where I really got a sense of what business was all about, understood what it meant to become an entrepreneur, understood what the issues were in dealing with the business life on a day-to-day basis, where my parents would come home and talk about employee problems or contract problems that they had, or just situations in trying to develop their business and make it stronger and more successful and really keep the doors open on a day-to-day basis. And from this experience, I've been able to relate that and educate and teach people about what makes businesses successful. And most importantly, why you need a firm foundation when you're starting your business, or if you've already got a business, why you should look at a corporate structure to take advantage of all the things that corporations can offer you in your business life. You know, when I started off working with my parents' business, I was sweeping floors and making deliveries for them and just kind of getting a sense of what it meant to be in business today. And I got a lot of unique opportunities that many people weren't afforded at a young age. And so when I broke off and got out of the university and decided I wanted to get out there and do something on my own, I'd left the family business and decided I wasn't going to go into that because I had understood the entrepreneur spirit. I wanted to develop things on my own. So I started doing some business consulting for some clients in California. And I got a sense of business on the other side, of what it took to actually consult someone and show them how to market their business properly and how to set up operations internally. And after a while, I really got a sense from dealing with many, many clients of who was going to be successful and who wasn't. And one of the things that we always did when we were working with these clients is we established a foundation for them. And what ended up happening is I had a client come to me and say, you know what, you've got to look at these Nevada corporations. They're one of the greatest things. You can actually set up a base in Nevada and live anywhere you want in the United States or the world. You can take advantage of the tax reduction techniques that are available to you in Nevada. Nevada is a private state where they don't share information with anyone else as far as the ownership of those corporations. I thought, wow, this is really unique. I need to look into it. So I spent some time. I dug into state laws and looked at what was different between the state of Nevada and California, and I looked at Minnesota and Delaware and some other states that were out there, and I found out that Nevada had a very, very unique structure, and that the clients that I had needed to know about this structure because there were so many opportunities available for them by basing themselves in Nevada and operating their business wherever they wanted to. Well, what happened was after a year, I had about 100 different clients that I had incorporated in Nevada, and I decided with my wife that we'd actually make a business out of this. We ended up moving to Nevada about 2 years later after I'd already started the business there. We've been incorporating people from all around the United States, from outside of the United States that want to base themselves here in this country to do business, and they select the best state, which is Nevada, to position themselves. Right now, we represent over 5,000 clients. We're setting up over 200 corporations a month of people that are finding out about Nevada. You know, when I first started incorporating people over 5-6 years ago, we had a hard time convincing their accountants and their attorneys that this was a smart investment, a smart way for them to actually operate their new businesses. But now, today, we've got accountants, attorneys, financial planners, we've even got insurance agents that end up sending their clients to us in Nevada and have everybody come over here when they just start their businesses. Now you hear it on the radio, you hear it on television about why people need to think about where to position themselves and base their corporation before they even start their businesses today. We just don't set up the corporations, and there's some firms out there that actually work with people on forming corporations, and there's lawyers and accountants that will help facilitate the filing of the documents and setting up a corporation, but we work beyond that because I know the mind of the small business owner. They want to know that somebody's there to support them, a firm that's there to answer their questions when they have, a firm that understands the tax structure of corporations and what kind of documents have to be filed with the Internal Revenue Service every year, what kind of legal requirements they've got on a continuing basis. We've developed our whole business to educate business owners on how they can take advantage of corporate structures, on how to set up those corporate structures, and how to give you the support that you need year after year to make sure that you're more successful in business. You know, Nevada corporations, I think, still are kind of cutting-edge business development angles, where the entrepreneurs that really understand that there's an advantage to incorporating from a tax side and possibly even eliminating all of your state taxes are getting a leg up on all their competition because they know that that little tax, maybe it's 5%, 6%, 7%, that they get to put back into their business to develop it and make it grow that much more is going to be the advantage they need to compete in today's competitive world. These are all things that each and every one of you should learn about, and hopefully we'll give you a broad understanding of this in this program today, and you can find out why Nevada corporations are the only kind of entity that you need for your business today. And it's not just limited to your business life. You can also look at it from your investments. If you've got real estate investment, if you've got stocks and bonds that you want to secure and put in a nice private controlled structure, that if you're concerned about lawsuits in your lives and you've got many different business interests, each of those different business interests should be insulated in corporations so that the attorneys and lawyers out there can't get access to those assets. And of course, the most important thing is that you personally are not held liable for the actions of your business. You know, if you're not incorporated today, one little lawsuit can go right through all your business assets and all your personal assets, and that can be devastating. You know, the primary reason why people incorporate today is for liability protection. Right now, over 90% of all lawsuits in the entire world are filed right here in the United States of America. There's over 40 million lawsuits filed here in the United States every year. And you have a 1 in 4 chance of being sued every year in this country. You know, right now there's just as many attorneys in law school as there are practicing. And that means every one of those attorneys, when they come out of law school, they have to go out and create a job. They have to make business for themselves. And they do that a lot of times by generating lawsuits, by encouraging people to sue one another. You know, it was interesting moving from Minnesota and spending some time in California and looking at the different ways that law firms actually advertise on TV. And I remember seeing an ad on a Los Angeles station where they showed a secretary sitting at a desk and the phone was ringing and papers were flying and she had a boss over her pointing at her saying, you know, yelling at her some words that we couldn't see on television. And all of a sudden the big title jumped up on the screen and said, job stress. It said, you can sue your employer for job stress. And as a small business owner, that just amazed me that literally if I had an employee that I was expecting to do a lot of work every day, that they had the right to sue me if it was too stressful, if the environment was too stressful to them. And that's when I really understood, you know, how susceptible we all are to lawsuits. Right now you have potential lawsuits from your employees, you've got lawsuits from your customers, you've got lawsuits if somebody just walks through your door and slips and falls in your environment, in your work environment. You've got all sorts of different lawsuits and contracts and different things that you have to deal with, and people don't hesitate to sue one another today. It's amazing how many clients I've had that have gone through long, lengthy lawsuits, and whether they won or lost the case, they never, ever felt like they won the case because of the amount of money that they had to spend with the attorneys going through the entire process. Well, when you incorporate yourself, you take your business and you actually protect that business. You put a shield around that business that says that if somebody wants to sue you, they can sue that business if they've got just cause and if they've got reason to sue that business. But they cannot go after you and your personal assets. It separates out your assets and your business assets. So there's a line drawn between those assets and there's a separation. And so if they decide to sue your business, you're protected. Your personal home is protected. Your cars are protected. Your bank accounts and your investments are all protected. And that's primarily why people first started incorporating, to take advantage of that. Well, today, the way the liberal courts have kind of adjusted themselves, there's all sorts of ways of what they call pierce-through corporations. And that'll lead us right into why Nevada, because Nevada is one of the toughest states to pierce-through corporations. But as a small business owner, you need to know that you're going to be sued in your business life. And it might not be this year, it might not be next year, but you will encounter a lawsuit, and I promise you, you will not enjoy the process. And if you can separate your business assets from your personal assets, at least you'll know that you've got security with your personal life, and your business life can be at risk. But there's ways of reducing that too, which we'll hear about later. Another important thing when it comes to incorporating is the tax savings. You know, the moment that you incorporate, all of a sudden your tax rates are reduced. At every level of income, a corporation pays less tax than what you and I pay as individuals. So if you're a sole proprietor right now, you're actually paying more in tax than the moment that you incorporate your business. It's a very simple process to incorporate your business. Now all of a sudden you have a whole host of tax deductions that are available to you as a corporation that you never had available to you as a sole proprietor. You have all kinds of tax deductions relating to educational programs. You can literally have your children work within your businesses and pay their entire tuition costs for any kind of college that you want to put them through. The IRS really doesn't scrutinize corporations like they do sole proprietors and small businesses. Your audit risk, the moment that you incorporate, goes down tremendously. It's lowered probably tenfold over a sole proprietor because the IRS actually considers a sole proprietor as someone that's not a real sophisticated business owner. Somebody that might be putting cash in their pockets or not reporting things in the appropriate manner. And the IRS looks very closely at sole proprietors, but they don't look as closely at corporations until you start making over $1 million a year, and then things do change and they look a little closer at you. But the moment you incorporate, your audit risk goes down tremendously. Another area how corporations have really evolved over the years is for raising capital. You know, you can attract investors to a corporation that don't have to take on any of the business risk in operating your organization, or if your organization gets involved in some kind of lawsuit, the investors do not have to be responsible for those lawsuits. They become shareholders in your organization, and you can bring them into your organization, and they can help support the growth and development of your organization without taking on that risk. And so that makes corporations very attractive from an investor's perspective because of that liability that corporations afford them. And they're great vehicles for bringing groups together to help develop your business by giving them a little portion of your business and letting them participate in the growth and profits of your organization. Most important thing with incorporating is do not wait. You know, that one little lawsuit could be just sitting out there being ready to be filed against your business, against yourself personally. And if you are not incorporated, if you haven't taken your business assets and placed them within a corporation, or if you're just thinking about starting the business right now, incorporate first. Do not wait one moment longer. Because that lawsuit's sitting out there, and until you've gone through a lengthy lawsuit and you've spent the money on attorney's fees and the stress that goes along with sitting in court and filing paperwork and going through depositions, all that comes together with that is a very stressful process. And it can be financially very devastating to your business and your personal life if you haven't separated those assets out by putting your business over here and your personal life here and allowing that corporation to draw the line as your protective shield over those lawsuits. The next thing we're going to take a look at is, why should you incorporate Nevada? You know, many of you are sitting in a different state other than Nevada thinking, well, I can just incorporate in my home state and I could get the same advantages of a corporation. And what you'll get is certain advantages of a corporation. But now we're going to find out actually what sets Nevada apart. The first thing we're going to look at is the liability protection. Now, we've talked about it already. We said that with a corporation, you gain liability protection. But because of what's going on around the United States right now, the court systems are allowing people to pierce through corporations and attach to your personal assets. So if you're the owner of a business, if you're the president of a corporation, if you're an officer of that corporation or a director, in certain states right now, for instance like California, there are so many ways for somebody to pierce through that corporation and attach to your personal assets. And when there's an attorney and they've got a case and they're deciding whether or not they're going to take that case, they're going to look at the likelihood of getting assets, what they're going to get out of that case. And they're going to look at your business assets and they're going to look at the personal assets. Well, what happens is the minute that you incorporate Nevada, all of a sudden your corporation is under a whole different set of laws, even though you may be operating that corporation in a different state. The moment you base yourself in Nevada, you gain the advantages of Nevada law. And Nevada law is very specific to the liability protection of the shareholders, the directors, the officers, the people that run and manage the corporation on a day-to-day basis. Those laws state that in only one situation can they actually go after your personal assets from your business. And that involves fraud. And that's one of the most difficult things in a court case to prove, because somebody has to prove the intent of fraud. You know, in California and other states, you've got situations where if you're undercapitalized in your business, or you haven't kept your records up to date, or you haven't maintained your meetings that you're required to have with the corporation and documented those properly, that those can be avenues for a lawsuit to actually pierce through the corporation. One of the greatest predators to every business owner out there is the Internal Revenue Service. Most of the time we talk about the Internal Revenue Service and it sends chills down people's spines because it's the last agency they ever want to deal with. One of the unique advantages of Nevada is the fact that there's no reciprocity with the IRS. The state of Nevada does not share any information with the Internal Revenue Service. Actually, about 10 years ago, they approached our governor, Bob Miller, and came in and said, Mr. Miller, we want to set up a program where we'll share information with you and you share information with us on the citizens of Nevada. They also wanted information on Nevada corporations. And our governor said, absolutely not, no way, we're not going to share information. We're going to keep the state a private state, and we're not going to allow these kind of agreements that they've got with every other state where they share information back and forth. So Nevada is very unique in that they don't share any information with the Internal Revenue Service, and they don't make it easy for the IRS to gain access to information about you or your business. And that's a great advantage, again, in setting up your enterprises, because the IRS has been known to target certain industries, certain businesses, and especially small business owners. And if you are a self-employed individual and a sole proprietor, we mentioned earlier that your audit risk with the Internal Revenue Service is very, very high. The minute you incorporate, you lower that audit risk. Well, if you come to Nevada, because there's no sharing of information with the IRS, your audit risk goes down tremendously low, and there's nothing for them to gain information on, so they don't even know what kind of business endeavor that you have until you let them know and give them that information. Many states actually require you to capitalize your business or put a certain dollar amount or certain assets into your business to get it started when you incorporate, and they've got capital requirements for your business. Well, Nevada is one of very few states out there that doesn't require you to even put anything in your corporation. You're granted the right to operate your corporation the minute you file it and form it in the state of Nevada. And there's no rules that you have to put $1,000 in, $10,000 in, $100,000 like some states. That you can literally start your business with $1 down and you're off and running. Now imagine that opportunity where other states are required to put $10,000 and $50,000 to get your business capitalized and growing. You can have a corporation in Nevada with only $1, get it moving, get it started, and there's no requirements to put anything else into it. Many people ask us, how many people are required to come together to actually set up and form a Nevada corporation? You know, do you have to have these stockholders and officers and directors, and there's all these positions of authority within a corporation? And in Nevada, you're only required to have one person. That's all you have to set up a corporation. That person can be the stockholder. They can be the president, the secretary, the treasurer. They can be the directors of the corporation, but only one person's required. And the best part is you can live literally anywhere and set up and form a Nevada corporation. You don't have to move to Nevada. You don't have to know anyone in Nevada. You don't have to come to Nevada to set up your corporation. One simple phone call, and we have your corporation formed in 24 hours, shipped right off to you, ready for you to utilize right away. So only one person is required, and you can live anywhere in the United States and take advantage of all the things that we've talked about relating to Nevada corporations. You know, I don't know why everyone in this country right now is not running to Nevada, but right now it's only 40,000 corporations a year that are set up here in Nevada. And that's a very large number, considering there's only 1.5 million people that live in the entire state of Nevada. The best part of incorporating Nevada is how inexpensive it is to actually form and set up that corporation. Spend thousands of dollars with a law firm getting a corporation designed and put together and filed for you. And we set up hundreds of corporations every month and thousands each and every year. We know how to set up those corporations properly, and we can keep your costs way down for that corporation that you want to get set up and started. You know, in Nevada, every year you have to pay the state a fee to have the advantages of a Nevada corporation and everything that Nevada affords you. It's only $85 a year. Now, if I have to do a comparison, I'll take a state like California that charges over $850 a year to have that corporation in place and to take advantage of a corporate structure. Nevada only charged $85 a year, a very low amount of money considering all the protection, the privacy, and the tax savings that you're going to gain by incorporating yourself in Nevada. You know, one of the important things that I want you to know is not to wait in this process, to take advantage of incorporating yourself in Nevada, to take advantage of the fact that it's very inexpensive to set up this Nevada corporation. There's so many opportunities that are available to you the moment that you incorporate. And as we've gone through this seminar here today, and you've better understood the advantages of Nevada, and if you don't understand why you should set up that corporation today and why you shouldn't wait another day in your business or your personal life, then I haven't done my job. I haven't really shown you all that I know in setting up a corporation. And the best part, the moment that you incorporate, you gain the advantages of our firm and all the information that we've gained from years and years of experience incorporating. You know, I've known as an entrepreneur that entrepreneurs like to do their businesses, but they don't want to maintain all the little pieces that go along with it. and they can hire the professionals to come in and help them if it's a contract that they need designed, or if they need some tax advice, they'll go to tax experts. But they're good at doing what they do. Well, we're very good at doing what we do, and we're here to support you. The moment that you've incorporated, we are on your team. We're there to answer any kind of questions that you have after the fact. The moment that you have a question about when's my next tax filing due, or what kind of paperwork do I need to maintain my corporation properly, or how do I use my tax ID number and who do I give it to, or how do I form a bank account for my corporation, all this information is available from our knowledgeable staff. And if there's something that you need from an accountant, like a CPA that you need, or an attorney that you need, we have consultants that we work with all across the United States that we can put you in touch with to help you with any kind of corporate needs that you may have. But that's an important point to understand, is that we're not going to leave you alone. We're there to support you day in and day out when you've got questions regarding your new corporation. It's not complicated, but we're there to work with you if you ever do have any questions. We're your support staff located in Nevada. There are all sorts of strategies available to you when you decide to incorporate in Nevada. Tax strategies, liability protection strategies, strategies to lower your profile out there if you're looking for privacy. You know what we always encourage each and every one of our customers and clients to do, or people just looking at it, is to sit down and talk with one of our consultants. We have a whole trained staff of consultants here to support your interests and actually put you in the right direction, explain to you how your business can relate to a Nevada corporation. You know, many people believe that they can operate their home state business and not pay any taxes because they're a Nevada corporation. Well, that's absolutely not true. Some of you may have to pay taxes in your home state depending on how you set it up. But there's all sorts of strategies that we've developed over the years that can eliminate your state taxes, eliminate lawsuits from your life, maintain ultimate privacy in your life. And this is where many times you need to sit down one-on-one with one of our consultants to better understand how to relate a corporation, and most importantly, a Nevada corporation, to what you're doing as a business person and as a professional out there in the world. One of the things I always like to point out is something called the dividend exclusion rule. This is very unique. The IRS actually gives an advantage to people that own Nevada corporations, that you can literally set up a Nevada corporation, put investments in that corporation, and if they're high-yielding, dividend-producing investments like stock in IBM or some public utility that has a high dividend yield, 70% of the income that you earn in dividends is excluded from taxes. So you could earn $100,000 in dividends on investments that you have, and $70,000 of that is actually eliminated from any taxes to the Internal Revenue Service. That's a great opportunity for those of you that are investors looking for a little edge up. The other thing I always like to point out to people in the tax side of corporations is with a Nevada corporation, you literally can only pay 15% in tax. Now, you can pay higher than that if you want to, but if you limit the amount of profit in your corporation to $50,000, you only pay 15% in tax. So let's say that you have investments out there, and those investments are paying off for you, and you're earning $50,000 a year. You're only going to pay $7,500 a year to the Internal Revenue Service. Now imagine comparing that to your personal life. Your personal life, you've got your federal tax based at whatever your personal tax rate is, and that might include your wife and yourself, husband and wife, whatever the situation is, might also include the state tax. Then you've got potentially employment tax. You've got taxes that you have to pay for Social Security, for unemployment, for Medicare, and it adds up on top of it. Well, in a corporation, the corporation doesn't have to pay any of those extra taxes. A Nevada corporation only pays taxes to the Internal Revenue Service, and you can literally earn $50,000 in that corporation and only have to pay 15% tax. That's a lot of money savings if you consider that you're going to pay over 50% of that if you earn that money personally. So you kind of weigh it out. Do you want to pay $25,000 in tax or just $7,500 in tax? And you can let that money grow and accrue almost like an IRA within the corporation and let that go and go and go until you get to your retirement age and you decide that you want to take that money out of the corporation, or maybe actually pass it on to your children where they can take advantage of what you've grown and developed on their behalf. You know, many of our clients come to us and they say, well, I've already got a home state business in my home state that's been out there for 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, and I have to pay taxes to my home state. And I say, yes, you probably can't take advantage of a Nevada corporation and eliminate your home state taxes if you just simply have your one corporation. But in those situations, what we do is we teach people how to set up a home state corporation if they don't have one already, and they also set up a Nevada corporation. And these two businesses work together. Now, let's say that your business is earning $100,000 a year in profits in your home state, and you're having to pay 10% tax to your home state, or $10,000, and you're sick and tired of paying those high taxes, and you want a way around that. Well, one great way to do it is to separate your business. Put part of it in Nevada and part of it in your home state. And let's say that you set up an advertising and marketing firm in the state of Nevada that actually provides services to your home state business. And what if that Nevada business actually charged, let's say, $10,000 a month? Well, $10,000 a month would go from your home state over into Nevada. And that would be $120,000 for that year. Now, remember, we said your home state business made $100,000 that year. You'd be actually eliminating any profit that you would have in your home state, therefore eliminating any home state tax. Where'd all your profit end up? It ended up in Nevada. And in Nevada, there's absolutely no income tax on your corporation, so you've just eliminated that $10,000 that you would have had to have paid to your home state in that tax. There's all sorts of ways of setting up strategies just like this that you can sit down with one of our consultants and kind of develop a plan, a game plan, to lower the amount of tax that you're paying every year. You know, we have many people that come to us and say, well, you talked about the idea of having a corporation only earn $50,000 a year paying 15% tax, but my business is earning $150,000 and I have to pay a much higher corporate tax rate at that point in time. And sometimes we'll sit down and discuss a plan, and there's ways of actually developing your business where maybe there's three parts. Maybe you've got employees in one part, maybe you've got the business that deals with your customers in another, and maybe you have all your equipment in a third enterprise. And those three businesses can work in conjunction with one another, but you could actually maybe leave $50,000 in one corporation, $50,000 in another, and $50,000 in the third, where you've got each corporation at a point where it's in the 15% tax rate. Now, there's some strategies that have to be developed along those lines. For instance, the ownership in all three of those corporations cannot be the same, or the IRS says, well, we're going to combine it all together, and you're going to pay one tax rate on all that income. But if you design a plan and it's properly executed, you can get yourself down in those tax rates and gain the advantages of what we call multiple corporation strategies. These are dynamic strategies that show you how to hang on to more of the hard-earned income that you make. You know, the IRS allows you to be creative, and the IRS allows you to do things where you can structure yourself in a way where it's to your advantage. And it's actually our right, and there's been Supreme Court cases where they say you have a right to do all you can to lower your tax rate. You just can't evade taxes. But you can do everything you want to structure yourself in a positive way to lower the amount that you pay in taxes. And most importantly, if you can take advantage of Nevada and not have to pay those state income taxes at your home state, why wouldn't you do that? Everybody, as we've talked about before, as a business person, as a professional, needs that income to develop their ideas, to develop their personal lives. We could all try to hang on to another $10,000 or more every year by these simple strategies. It's amazing in business today how many people are interested in privacy. We've estimated that about 70% of our clients actually come to us with privacy in mind and using Nevada. And they come to us for many strategies revolving around privacy. We've had people that are landowners and real estate owners that don't want people to know exactly what they own or what they have out there. What if you're in a high-risk business and somebody wants to do an asset search on what you own because they're thinking about suing you? Well, the minute they go out there and they start looking for your assets, everything that's recorded in your name in every county in the United States is going to pop up. They can actually find your brokerage accounts. They can actually find your bank accounts. They find out what kind of vehicles you own. Let's say you set up a Nevada corporation. The money that you put in that corporation all of a sudden disappears. It's not in your name anymore. And remember, Nevada is privately held. That information is not available, that people just want to find out if you own a Nevada corporation. You could actually move real estate in that corporation, and that corporation disappears. It's not in your name anymore. And so people that are thinking about going after you or suing you for any kind of reason whatsoever can't find things that you own. And that's fantastic today, considering what your exposure is for liability, what your exposure is getting sued on a day-to-day basis. Many people just like to have a low profile. You know, it was Baron de Rothschild that says one of the best things in this world is to own nothing and control everything. And that just meant low exposure. That really meant that, you know, that person didn't want to be out there in the front, didn't want to be on television, didn't want to be on radio, be in the forefront of every business, but in the background making the money. And usually the higher exposure that you have today, the more risk you have of being sued. The lower exposure that you have, the less likely that you're going to be involved in a lawsuit. I actually have a friend, and he's a multimillionaire, and I always laugh at him because he drives this old beat-up Volvo, and he drives it to meetings and seminars that we've done together, and he comes in there and he starts talking about asset protection, how you can save yourself a lot of money. But one of the most important things he says, it's the exposure that you have that attracts people to you. If you're driving the fanciest car, if you're living in the fanciest house, if you always flaunt your money and it's all out there, people have a tendency to want to go after you. They want to take it from you. They want to bring you down to their level. Well, the best thing that you can do is not have a high profile. And by taking advantage of privacy strategies in Nevada, you don't have to have a high profile. You could have a lot going on. You could have many, many businesses, a lot of investments out there, but nobody has to know what you own and what you have. And that lowers your audit risk. That lowers your risk of lawsuits. That probably puts a lot more money in your pocket for future uses than you can ever imagine. So I encourage people, take advantage of these privacy strategies. There's all sorts of different ways of utilizing Nevada as your private corporate base, living in your home state, owning things, running things, managing things, but not having to be the person that's out there owning all this stuff and being the one to be reflected in any kind of lawsuit. So take advantage of Nevada on a privacy front. Many strategies you can take a look at and take advantage of. You know, Nevada corporations can be used for many, many investment purposes to protect what you've got. How about if you're involved in a real estate? We've got many clients that own properties all around the United States. And they may have small single-family homes or they might have big office buildings. But one of the things that we always teach them is you are better off putting each asset into a separate corporation or really a separate entity to insulate the exposure that you have. You know, the kind of lawsuits that can come down on you if you've got a tenant in a building or somebody living in your property, one little water heater that breaks and puts out hot water onto somebody's skin can actually involve a multi-million dollar lawsuit. Or if they get hurt in one of your residences, that can involve a multi-million dollar lawsuit. Now, most of you would have insurance, but oftentimes your cap's only $1 million, $2 million, and those lawsuits today can go $3, $4, $5, $10, $20 million, depending on how severe it is. What if somebody dies because they have a problem in the house, they fall down the stairs, it wasn't treated properly, or you've got lead paint issues with real estate today where if a small child's eating the lead paint in the house, they can actually go after you, and if they get sick and die from that, there can be tremendous ramifications. Well, if you're involved in real estate, why not set up a separate corporation for each piece of real estate that you have? Then what happens if you get sued? They can only go after whatever's in that one corporation. So if there's only one property in that corporation, that's all they have. That's all they can go after. They can't go after those other assets that you have in separate corporations. That's a great way to insulate your assets. Put your assets in different pockets, just like you're taught to diversify in the investment world. Put some money in the stock market, put some money in the bond market, put some money in your precious savings account so that it never goes away. The same thing you want to do with corporations is you separate out your assets so that if somebody decides to go after your assets for whatever reason, they only get whatever it was that they were dealing with, for instance, a piece of real estate if they were living in that property or had a suit against that property. That's all they end up with. So those are other strategies to consider about insulating all your assets, too, with Nevada corporations. There's all sorts of tricks and strategies that you can take advantage of using Nevada corporations in multiple different ways. And you might find that all you need is one corporation, and some of you might be sitting there, I could use 5, 10 corporations. And we do have clients with multiple corporations that have great strategies that they've developed, and they don't spend a lot of money on these corporations, nor do they spend a lot of money maintaining these corporations. But they gain the great advantages of that asset protection by insulating out all those assets. When it comes to corporations and taxes, there's nothing better than a Nevada corporation. You know, you can literally set up a corporation and you can almost live within that corporation. We've got individuals that have company cars, have company real estate. We've got individuals that set up corporations and they get to literally deduct all their travel-related expenses. We call that living the corporate life. You know, you have a small business and incorporate that business. And pretty soon you might be deciding to bring your children into that business. And you can pay your children income and some kind of salary if you want to put them on a salary or pay them an hourly wage. But what if you decide then to put your children into private school? Okay? Your corporation can pay for their education while they're working for your business. How about when it comes time to put them through a university? And that can be tremendously expensive. Well, your corporation can have special programs designed for the employees. Even if the only employees are your children and yourself, your corporation can be designed where those dollars, which are all tax deductible to your business, can pay for their education. No longer do you have to take that money out of your pocket. You can literally take it out of your business, have it as a write-off from your business, and not have to pay any income tax on that money that you utilize to pay for their education. There's many other opportunities with a corporation. You can set up special retirement programs that you had never available to yourself. You can have opportunities to pack away hundreds of thousands of dollars a year for your future retirement, where maybe you're only limited to $20,000 or $30,000 a year in specially designed programs for the self-employed individual, the sole proprietor individual. Special programs like cafeteria plans that we hear about and large corporations having, you as a small corporation can also take advantage of. You know, all those laws out there in Washington that set up these special tax deductions for corporations that the big corporations in the United States take advantage of, you as an individual, as one person running that corporation, also get to take advantage of. These giant corporations here in the United States spend millions and millions of dollars every year making sure the tax code is specifically designed to their advantage. Now all that comes to you. Because you're a small corporation, you get those same plans. So let's say that you design a special program, and it's a cafeteria plan that allows for you to have medical reimbursement where they can pay all your medical bills. Let's say that you also want child care. You're a husband and wife team, and you're both working in the business. You can set up a special program where it's tax deductible. You can pay for child care for your child. No longer, again, does it come out of your pocket. It's tax-free. It's income that you normally would have paid taxes on that's now a deduction from your business. You know, I've got some clients that actually live in their corporate residence. And because of the kind of business that they have or the kind of consulting that they do, their corporation requires them to live in a special house or apartment or condo and to be there to answer the telephone for that company. Well, because of that, that's a corporate expense. So now their rent or their mortgage is paid for. Now their utilities are paid for. Sometimes even certain meals can be included in that because they're required to stay at location where the corporation can say, I'm going to pay you for your meals, I'm going to reimburse your meals, or I'm going to just have your meals brought in because we need you at this location. There's all sorts of tax deductions that open up as a corporation. What if you like to travel? I do speaking around the United States. So if I decide to go to New York City, if I decide to go to Florida, or if I decide to go to San Diego, I can travel there, and I always try to incorporate business into some part of my trip. Because why? Because now I can actually deduct that plane fare, potentially the hotels, and all the meals that I have that revolve around that part of the trip that was business. Now I can take a few days for personal time, but I have that entire flight paid for by my corporation because I had to go there on business. So if I'm a speaker around the country, I might look at different facilities where I want to hold my next seminar at. And you and your business can think of all kinds of creative reasons why you might travel to different cities and relate it to your business. For instance, what if you like going to Florida every year and you just like to get away and spend some time in the sun and get away from the winter? Well, you can literally go down to Florida, pick your vacation spot. But what if you're in the printing business, or what if you're in the auto business, or what if you're a contractor? You could spend a certain portion of your trip just going around and meeting some other people in your same industry. It's always good to find out what other people are doing and share ideas. Now that becomes a tax-deductible trip. And even though portions of it, your vacation time, you might not get to deduct, you do get to deduct the travel, and that's probably the largest portion of our trips are the travel-related expenses, your airfares and your car expenses related to that. Now you can deduct that 100% from your corporation just by getting a little bit creative and thinking of ways to enhance your business affairs and also reduce the amount of taxes that you have to pay or reduce the amount of personal money that you have to put out there. What if you also like personal development seminars, or you like to go back to school? Your own corporation can pay for these things. Your corporation can pay for your life insurance. If you decide you need life insurance, why pay for it out of your pocket? Let your corporation pay for that. Also, there's certain programs that can be developed in a special cafeteria plan, for instance, where you can have extended care. If you get injured on the job, corporation can have an agreement where they will pay for your income year after year, which is tax-free. They can actually set up a corporation where your kids are going to take it over, but you develop a special contract that says that corporation is going to pay for any kind of medical care that you're going to have well into the future. You can have all sorts of unique programs developed for yourself. There's so many tax-saving strategies that corporations can have. My corporation pays for my meals, pays for my vehicles, pays for my gasoline. It's funny how many times I just don't even dip into my pocket, but just let the corporation pay for things, which are tax-deductible to the corporation, and really means I don't have to earn a lot of money personally. I could earn my money corporately, have it written off as a corporation, and I just need enough to get by on a day-to-day basis, which means my personal taxes are lowered that much more because I don't have to be in one of the highest tax brackets because I can earn my money corporately and leave the income within that corporation. So if you're not incorporated right now, you're missing hundreds and hundreds of tax deductions that you didn't even know were available to you. And the moment that you add Inc. after your business name and become incorporated, all of a sudden all these new deductions become available to you. And the best part of it is when you're taking advantage of strategies as a sole proprietor, the IRS is right in there looking at every little tax deduction that you have. But remember what I said about when you incorporate. All of a sudden, the IRS really leaves you alone, and they don't look at you until you're a large corporation. So all these tax strategies are open to you, and there's really not a lot of scrutiny. I always encourage you to follow the law, but you can be as aggressive as you want to be, and those tax-saving strategies are available to you. So stop paying so much money in taxes and take advantage of all these deductions, all these fringe benefits that a corporation can offer to you. Nevada corporations are very powerful, and when you incorporate that with federal taxes here in the United States, you literally can get yourself in a position, as we mentioned, where you're paying only 15% tax on the corporate level. I want to show you a simple example. In this example, we're going to compare an individual making $50,000 and a corporation making $50,000 and what the difference is in taxes are. Now, if you're a sole proprietor and you're earning $50,000 right now here in the United States, you're going to pay tax to the Internal Revenue Service, you're going to pay tax to your home state, you're going to pay self-employment tax also, which includes your FICA, your FUTA, your unemployment, which is Social Security, and Medicare coverage. That involves 15.3% tax on your income. And you also include that with the federal tax rate, you're paying over 50% of that money in taxes. So let's say you earn $50,000 and you're at a 50% tax rate when you add everything else up. That's $25,000 in taxes that you can just forget about. Now you've got to think, you just worked half the day for the IRS and the state tax, and the other half the day maybe it's just to cover your mortgage and your car payment and all the sundry items that you have to pay on a day-to-day basis. That's a lot of money. Now compare the difference. Let's say that all of a sudden you decide to incorporate, and you're going to take advantage of all these fringe benefits that the corporation can pay for all sorts of things for you, and you don't have to earn a lot of money personally. You leave the money in that corporation. Now that $50,000 in the corporation saves you a tremendous amount of money. Remember we said $50,000 in a corporation, and you only have to pay 15% tax on that profit within your business. That's $7,500. Now compare that with the $25,000 that you had to pay as an individual or a sole proprietor when you had a 50% tax rate. Do you know what that is? That's a savings of $17,500. $17,500 that you don't have to pay in taxes, that you can either put in your pocket, that you can use for your business development. But I don't understand why more people aren't incorporating. Just the dramatic difference in tax rates alone is enough reason, enough incentive to go out there and incorporate today. These are very, very dramatic. $17,500 for business development or for your child's education or for something else that you want to take advantage of is a lot of money, and we're only talking about $50,000 of profit. That's not a lot of money in today's world, and you're saving $17,500 simply by incorporating through that process. One question that's often asked of me is, are all these strategies legal? Can I really do all these things? You know, what does the court say about it? And what does the Internal Revenue Service say about these strategies? And I want you to know that we've tried and tested every one of these strategies. We've used our attorneys with these strategies. We've even used former IRS people to help us develop these strategies to make sure that they're successful for you. Oftentimes I'll get calls from attorneys and accountants and CPAs that have been talking to their clients, and their clients want to incorporate Nevada. And so we get them on the phone and we start talking about how we do it and what we do. And oftentimes that's all it takes. And if you've got an accountant or if you've got an attorney that's not so sure that this is the right way to go for you, I encourage you to put them on the telephone with you and we'll have a conference call. And we'll actually sit down and talk about why these strategies can work and how they work. And they can get in line with all the other attorneys and all the other CPAs around this country that are sending their clients to take advantage of Nevada. We are right there to support you and making sure that what you're doing is absolutely by the law.
I started in the business buying and reselling hard-to-find seminars material. I had specialized in locating the very most expensive material, which was by a marketer named Jay Abraham. Well, I purchased from the original owners the original seminar material in the form of audio tapes, videotapes, books, and courses, and I resell them to people like you for pennies on the dollar. So someone may have paid $20,000 to attend a seminar and sit 5 days in an uncomfortable chair, but they all come home with the audio tapes. Well, I, from a personal need, didn't have the money, and I located hundreds of people who had these seminars, and I buy them and resell them to you. So what that means for you is you could get a $20,000 seminar for 10 to 20 cents on the dollar from me. If you go to hardtofindseminars.com, go to the product page and look for the section J. Abraham, and you'll see a multitude of seminars that I have available waiting for you. So if you want to take advantage and learn from the very best marketer in the world, J. Abraham, and if you want to do it for a lot less money, head on over to hardtofindseminars.com, and I'm sure I'll have something that will fit your budget.